Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, today we want to talk about contending for the faith. A very interesting topic. I don't even think a lot of people are aware that such a topic exists. Where it does. Contending for the faith. It is on the strength of some things I saw happening recently that I believe the Lord stirred this word in our heart. But tonight is not a meeting to defend whatsoever you think I was referring to. Are we together? I am generally speaking about the need for contenders. The fact that we should contend for the faith. And I want everybody to pay very close attention. These are moments Satan would seem to want to cause distractions. Are we together? Because he knows you are receiving things in your heart, the word of God in your heart, through which you wage good warfare and become victorious. So sometimes you may not expect it. You may not even be thinking about that. But Satan may want to cause distractions. One time I gave an illustration about a dear friend in secondary school while we were preparing for WAEC and JAMB. We used to attend this lesson they call Ultimate Sukkot. I was in NDA, but the lesson was at the small gates of, if you are familiar with Kaduna, they call that place Hanyambanki. There was a school there, I think a government school, something like that. And the man, Mr. Ima, very brilliant. I don't think I've seen somebody that brilliant, especially with physics, like that man in my entire life. He has his own physics textbook that he corrected modern physics according to him. Hallelujah to Jesus. So one time, the man actually doesn't want anybody to disturb him while he's teaching. If he finds you making noise, he will give you back your lesson fee as they go home. That is, he will calculate what he has taught you and give you the balance. A point. And tell you, nobody talks. But this is my friend now wants to put me in trouble. You know, in such a place, that's why discipline and administration is very important. Even though you don't want to know book, as long as you enter there, because of the discipline there, you'll be concentrating and eventually you will know book. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So discipline seems so harsh, but it is very profitable. You see, if we're not even disciplined in this church, as we start the service, some people will just stand up to go and cough outside and come back. They'll say, I feel like coughing. They'll come back inside. Some will feel like going to talk with their friend outside and laugh small before they come back. But because there's discipline, if you stand up and not sure of following and say, where are you going to? You see people coming down. Satan cannot even happen to them. So in that lesson, people were rising up to become very brilliant. If I talk about some of my friends in that lesson today, you'll be so amazed. Some of them are not even in this country. Even as military men, they were very outstanding in maths and physics. He taught us maths and physics. Hallelujah to Jesus. And well, these days, I was so concentrated. You know, I was concentrating on the man, And, you know, I was enjoying the maths lecture. And this young boy, my friend, was pricking me with pen. He was just tricking me with pen. And when I touched him, because I was scared that the man not know somebody's distracting me, I said, what's wrong with you? He said, why will you be concentrating and I'm not? Simple words. Why would you be concentrating and I'm not? So you want to know book and leave me behind? And I said, we started this together. We must end it together. And I'm not joking. This is real life. In school, we didn't used to be so serious. But in the lesson, we were 100% serious. because that man doesn't joke with us. But in school, of course, our teacher can just sometimes will play too much. And that's why people take people who are so nice, extremely kind, or unnecessarily kind. I don't think he's extremely kind. I think a lot of times the leaders grew to understand that they were just being unnecessarily what? Kind. Because if your kindness is making people stupid, it is not good kindness. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The teachers were being unnecessarily kind and were not really concentrating. But in the lesson, everybody is like this. And eventually you will know what the man is teaching you. And he told me that you are concentrated, that this is not you. We have to be distracted together, just the way we are in class. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how the enemy is. Years ago, I was having these two people in my compound in 100 level disturb me very well. Not like they were beating me up, but anytime they see me, don't joke, crack jokes, crap jokes, you know. And I get tired a lot of times. If I just come out, Pastor, one will come there, one will start, they will start talking, oh, good. If I'm coming back and they catch me, that's how talk will start again. So I was getting fed up, I was tired. One day I was praying in the morning and I saw two of them like monkeys in the spirit, just trying to cause distraction. And the Lord said, he said to me, he said, it is, there are demons within them trying to distract you. Don't be offended. So what happens now is that anytime I see them, as they start the joke, I'll continue. So they were now getting surprised. What is happening? Pastor, hey, my man. So they got tired. That was not their aim. Their aim was that when they do like that, I'll say, stop that. I don't like that. Stop that. But now I'm joining them. I'm the third person now. They are like, no, this guy is not the right person here for the assignment. As you sit in church, the root word for Satan is one that disturbs. Are we together? You will sit like this. You are, Satan will be like that, my friend. Why will you be concentrating when I'm not? If I miss it, you must miss it. You see this hell? I will not be the only one to end here. I must make sure you join me here. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He will try to make sure he negates everything that is of God. God created Adam and Eve. He came to Eve. I thought now that he has lost relationship with God, he should go away. But he would not allow that. He came to Eve. Did God really say he should not eat from meat? Blah, 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 blah. He wanted to sway Eve and Adam away from God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that's what he's doing to today. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. You know, if you look at the core reason why that scripture is in the Bible, is on the strength that Satan accuses you before God. He used to have that privilege to accuse you before heaven. Remember the book of Job? He used to have that privilege. But the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the accuser of the brethren has been what? Cast down. Now he doesn't have a place there. Alright, but if you are only earth conscious, woe to you then. You got to be heavenly conscious. Because we are on the earth as Christians, but not of the earth. So right now, he does not have the power to accuse us before God. Are you listening to me? Well, what he is doing now, you see, since he's in the ministry of accusation, he didn't stop to just accusing us before God. Now that he doesn't have that privilege, he accuses us to ourselves and to our neighbors. You do one thing, Satan will now amplify the thing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And he'll go to your neighbor and accuse you before your neighbor. She hates you. He hates you. He spoke against you. He does not like you. Have you seen people talk like that? She does not like me. I know she does not like me. 90% of the time, it was Satan that inspired that thought. They don't like me. They hate me. In this class, everybody hates me. You're not that important. That the whole class, 100% of them hate you. Who are you? Do you determine their A? But you see, the devil will make you feel that like you are the most important person on the earth. You are important to God, though, not people. People have their problems. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? 100% of the class will not just leave pursuing A in their courses and say they want to make sure that Deborah gets to the ground. Who is Deborah? Is she the physics teacher? So sometimes think about all of these things. You come to church, there's somebody that you used to have problem with before you came to the church. As you just entered the church, you saw the sister and say, ha! Now this church, this lady, they come, God forbid bad sin. That means maybe better church. It's the devil. And maybe you pass close to the sister and she didn't notice you. Then you say she did not greet you. I even told make her greet him. She no greet look me for church. Have you heard things like that? Sometimes I wish I can just burst into laughter when people come, sir, they hate me, sir. Did this one, sir. I remember years ago there used to be a lady who came to my office and saying someone hated her and expressed her dismay that the lady really hates her. When she greets the lady does not respond. As I was listening to her, the Holy Spirit said, don't stop there. Call who she's staying with. I called who she's staying with. I said, why is it that this lady is complaining? She said, sir, we don't know. Just that the other day we tried to correct her in the house. I said, what are the corrections? She said, she does not flush the toilet. She does not wash her bed. I said, hey. What even got to me was the fact that she does not flush her toilet. She does not wash her plate when she's done eating. And it's not her house. She's squatting. But she's complaining for the owner of the house. You know, people have mind. You are beefing somebody that gave you shelter. Why do people behave like that? I don't think outside church people can try this kind of things. Imagine you go to Abuja and somebody say, come and stay in my house. Then you are reporting the person to other people. Even to the best friends of the person. See, your friend. Your friend is a bad person. Now when I stay with him, I know him. The other day, common rice. I say, make her eat two times, nice verse. I eat the first time, you know, do me. Now I fetch the second time, say I go cook for him later. She can't come, the team finish, nice verse. I for cook for him now because she come early. But your sister, a bad person, you know. People, you know, it's unbelievable. And if you are there, be careful, they'll soon pursue you from the house. You don't have house. You are angry with the person that have house. And some of you, let me tell you a secret. Some of you, the people who are housing you may truly have one or two bad characters. But the wise, you don't have house. I don't know that I'm making sense to you. You don't have house. In your own house, are you not complaining about your sisters and brothers? Okay, all of you, your sisters and brothers have good character. We all used to pretend in this world. Husband wants to celebrate the wife, best wife in the whole world. Wife wants to celebrate husband, best husband in the whole world. Which ones used to give problem? Best father in the world. Which ones used to cheat on their wife? We don't know. Best mothers in the whole world. She always pampers me. Like, you don't write, she always flog me. How about you being amazed when your friend celebrates you as the best friend in the whole world? And you guys blew yourself one time? Like you exchange blue. Come now. Boom, boom. Then after you, when is your birthday? I want to celebrate the best friend in the whole world. I'm not trying to call you guys hypocrite, but I'm just trying to say beyond all of those little things. See beyond all of those small, small problems. If you want to enjoy life. That's why we have the fruit of the Spirit. Somebody say amen. What are the fruit of the Spirit? Love is more like the union sex. So mention the fruit of love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, long-suffering, which is extended patience. If you feel like you have been patient enough, keep on being patient. That's why they don't call that one patience. They say there is patience. Then there is long suffering. That means this other patient is suffering. Did you get what I just said now? So I've been patient enough. Now suffer. So that things will go well. I can't take this anymore. You can't take it. There is no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. I am truly amazed I'm talking about this thing before service. And I know it's for some of you. You have to repent. And I just saved somebody from being pursued. Probably your roommate is timing to pursue. Go back and apologize. Are you listening to me? Go back and apologize. I mean, think about it. You have not given one naira for that house. you know, those days on campus, I saw how, although men, even with men, is far easier than women. Those days on campus, they will say, if you don't have where to stay, go to Prophet Simon. I used to have 6 to 8 people in my room. All of them are prayer warriors. The only condition is that love to pray. If you don't love to pray, don't come to my house. Because you cannot be sleeping when we are praying. We'll pursue you that night. There's a young man today, he's a pastor we redeem. I remember my roommate told him, he said, if you want to stay with us, prophet will not pursue you. But if you don't pray, he will pursue you even that night. He thought we were joking because I smiled with him when he came. Hi, my brother. Okay, no problem. Just stay. Okay. And we cook food and we shared, and he was so happy. He saw me as a nice person, which I'm still nice. Then in the midnight, I don't wake them up. I just stand up. That's how I wake them up. I don't tell them, let's pray. I just stand up. Sometimes I stand up from my bed. Maybe I'm caught up in a revelation. And you see them just they're just waking up. That one opened one of his eyes. I saw him by pretending. He opened one of his eyes. He closed it back. He was refusing to stand up. Now it's 20 minutes. I looked at my roommate that brought him. He looked at me and said, sorry. Then he touched him. The guy said, oh, I cannot pray, I'm tired. I said, oh, that's good. He now came to me, so I said, let's tell him to pack his things and leave now. Now I went to him, prophet said, should pack your things. He now stood up. When he wanted to greet me in the morning, he said, morning, prophet. He was angry with me. And I said, why are you greeting me like that? No, sir, I'm not just feeling okay. I said, okay. Make sure you feel okay. You know, hallelujah to Jesus. But one of the astonishing things is that my bag of rice that they'll give me from the house will finish in a very short time. My father will give me a bag of rice. One time my sister came to my house, she shouted, Jesus Christ! What was it? One bag of rice, that it is less than half, that's past half. And she called home, Daddy, they are finishing Simon's rice in this place. You know what they do? They will eat the rice. And eat the rice. Then the money they give them for food stuff, they use it to come and be eating outside. And they are prayer warriors. Then one day I called for an assembly. I said, this eating now is too much. I said, all of you, you say you stood up from your houses, they did not give you feeding money. They were just looking at me like, sir, all is not well in our home. I said, okay. So all this time, they were just lying in the flesh, although they claim to be in the spirit. You know, people can be like that. Some of you don't really know your strength. You stay with somebody. One day I was now walking, I saw one of them eating akpu with meat. So I stood from a distance. I observed him well. And I just went and just hugged him and sat by his side. I said, my man, how are you? He just kept quiet. Sister Kandi, I said, no, I just want to let you know that I saw you. He came back that day, he bought things in the house. Nobody told him anything. He bought plenty of things in the house and kept. And was telling me he's sorry. I said, no, I thought you said. I started preaching for them. That's how they started buying food stuff in the house. If you don't catch them, they'll be telling you that they are suffering in their house. They are suffering. They are suffering. I know I spoke to some people. I know. Especially students. I know I ministered. Stop that wickedness. Money you are always supposed to buy foodstuff with your friend. If you pay tithe with it, it will not work. Go and buy it. Are you even getting on trend? Don't carry it and come and so sick. No, I'm saying fact here. Make things easy. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Your friend bring 10,000. Bring your own 10,000. Don't be lying. In the name of the Lord. Then you now come to the Lord. I give you my heart. I give you my... He does not need it. Go and give that money. That's where we started from. If you love the Lord your God with the whole of your heart, you will love your what? Neighbor as yourself. The Lord bless his word in our heart. All right, so let's continue. You thought service is ended. We just started. I don't know why you are clapping so hard. I mean, we just started. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I saw something recently about tattoo. And I've avoided talking about it. Last Sunday, was it last two Sundays? When did this thing started? I think last two Sundays. When I came to church, I told myself I will not mention even tattoos or cuts in my message. I was avoiding scriptures even close to that side. Because the first thing is that I was so surprised. Are we together? Now, to make it worse, on a Tuesday, I had to speak about it briefly. To make it worse, I now saw the defense of the minister on that subject. And I became more perplexed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Listen, church. I know as I'm talking now, some people will be like, I don't know what is wrong there. If you are among the people that think there's nothing wrong there, I'm not telling you there's something wrong there. I just want you to listen. Are we together? Because you see, this Gen Z generation, you have to be very careful with them. They did quick verse. Instead of arguing, don't be versing. Even God said, come, let's reason together. If you really know you have wisdom, come and pour your wisdom, let's pour out. Don't be versing. If you see people vex in argument, they don't know, they win them. Come and talk now. Why are you? Come and say superior wisdom. Are we together? Very important. As I was saying something on Tuesday, I think we have a wrong perspective of these Westerners. We have a wrong perspective about them. I'm not saying for good. I'm saying it is evil for evil. Are we together? Are you all listening to me? For evil. Please listen to me with an open heart. For instance, they call us black, like I said on Tuesday, and they call themselves white. And I ask the question, who has any black material here? Can you please kindly raise it up? Any white material? Raise your white material, maybe your books, the front of your books, or anything white. Can you raise it up? People don't know white. It's white. Okay, this is white. Yes. I want something very white. I think I wouldn't have a white. Okay, this is white. Right? Who has black stuff here? Anything black? Black. Okay, this is black. This is what? This black won't look fine, sir. And this is what? How many of you have this color in this place? Okay, Hem is right, raising his hand. This is your color. Oh, dear Jesus. Hey, this is your color. Okay. No, he raised his hand. That's why I want to be sure. He said he has forgotten. Because truly, they call us black. So we too have said we are what? Then we call them what? Have you seen any Oyinbo person like this? Have you seen any African like this? Some people are saying yes. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's racism. I'm telling you the truth. Why would they choose white and give us black? Why? Okay, we choose white. Let them choose black. That's where the problem started from. Are you guys listening to me? That's where it started from. Hallelujah to Jesus. And now they are trying to culture us into certain ways of life. I'm not saying all of them are like that. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are nice people there who don't think like the majority. Even when racism was so much in America, there were some white people or some Americans who don't think it was okay. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But the majority was subduing them. And from that time to today, we always see them as the superior and us as what? The inferior. That's why sometimes when we go there, we leave everything we believe, every of our cultures and practices for their own. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say?
even to talk, Steph, even to talk. Some idoma person from Okpoga will go to UK and say, why people like Torrent? I mean, Okpoga boy. We think of that Okpoga boy with funny, that kind of funny. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? What tribal culture are seven entirely like them? I'm not saying you should not speak good English, but not to the point that you are just speaking like they are forcing you to talk. That's not how we talk in this country. When a Nigerian mentions a word, everybody used to know. They'll say glory. We will say glory. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And now everything, even respect. Yeah, they can call their grandfather Jeremiah. Jerry, I don't like that. Jerry, I don't like that. I mean, that's somebody's grandfather. Jerry told me to come by one. And maybe you are in Nigeria and you went there. And you hear somebody calling his grandfather Jerry. Jerry, you told me to come by one, but you came by... Jerry came late. That's wrong. That's wrong, Jerry. And you're like, I'm confused. Who is this person to you? In fact, you don't even care who the person is. For the fact that the person looks like a grandfather, you don't think this person should be calling this one Jerry. And when you ask the question, you say, that's how we do here. Now, instead of you to think, to try to dominate that wrong mentality, you are now accepting it. You come back to this country, you look at your father and you say, Michael, you know, it was hard in the US. And your dad is like, Mama Godwin, who is this person they call Mike? So Mike and Joanna. Your mom is like, you stay waiting. Joanna, Mike, good to see you, mom and dad. What will you do to them? How many of you children sitting here now beat that child? I heard of a father lately, they said he brought his son to Nigeria. He told him we are going to meet grandpa and grandma. Because the boy was misbehaving. When they landed airport, as he was coming down from the back, poor. He said, you're arguing about poor on at the airport. The boy said, we'll call 911. He said, call. When he called police said, your father beat you. You didn't call us. You didn't mad. Police was asking me if I was mad. One answer, your father no beat you. Where? Wait for us, we'll go help you beat. If you have your father beat. So when you call them, sir, they feel unkind. Are you going to get them trying to say, hello, sir, good afternoon, sir. You see, it's beautiful. It's a good culture. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Don't imbibe those wrong cultures. Don't imbibe them. Don't collect them. Collect only what is good. The Bible says, be not conformed to the systems of the world, but be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. And what will renew your mind? The Word of God. So when the Word of God renews your mind, get transformed by the renewal of your mind. And change your world from that light on your inside. You must not copy everything they are doing. Only copy the nice things. Copy the things that are profitable. The Bible says the things that are good, think of them. The ones that are nice, think of them. Not the ones that are bad. Do you think those people have everything they do perfect 100%? No. For instance, they believe a man should marry a man. Do you think so? You think that's okay? No, be real with us if you think it's okay. They think a woman should marry a woman. They sat down as elders, legislated that, and they said they've come to terms that this is wisdom. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. And now Africans are saying, yes, sir. So is it, Igwe? No! That's funny. It simply means that there are demons sponsoring this civilization. I hope you know that it is demons that sponsors the wrong civilizations. And God that sponsors the right civilization. I hope you know that. Don't think people can just... You cannot sit down on your own and discover something. Like an idea will just hit you. Say it is you. Mm-mm. It is sponsored either from God's kingdom or demonic kingdom. That's why the greatest scientists that brought about innovation on the earth today are Christians. their Newtons and the rest of them, the likes of them, they are all Gregor Mendels and etc. They were all Christians. Some of them were pastors. You think it's a coincidence? I told you on Tuesday that the glory America is celebrating today is what their founding fathers started. It's not what they are practicing today. If what America is practicing today is all to America, is how they started America, there will be no America today. You all know what I'm talking about. Those days, I was telling you on Tuesday that every street in the UK is a Christian nation. Every street in the UK has a church. That's how they built the nation. Every street to today, if you go, has a church. Today, they are changing the church to clubs. Because the younger people are saying that they don't appreciate Christianity, blah, 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 and etc. How do we get there is the question. How do we get to this point? Because there were some people that did not contend for the faith. They didn't contend for the faith. All of a sudden, wrong ideas started rising from the hearts of men. Satan started sending, you know, Paul called it doctrines of devils. Can you remember that part of scripture? Doctrines of devils. I want to get that scripture. It's in Timothy. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. First Timothy 4 and 1. I want everyone to read. Are we there yet? Can we read together? I want to go. Now, how will they depart from the faith when they give heed to what? Deceiving what? And what? Doctrines of demons. So you see, the deceiving spirit are the ones that will steer those doctrines of demons. They will initiate it in the hearts of people. And some of these people don't think that demons created any human being. Satan did not create any human being. It is the people God created that he wants to use. He has not created anything. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You are just sitting all nice, all wonderful. And if he gets you to start thinking the wrong direction, he will start raising stupid ideas through you when you lose alignment with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Some will depart from the faith because they are giving heed to deceiving spirit through their doctrines. I'm trying to summarize the scripture. So they believe the wrong doctrines that were initiated by deceiving spirit. And so finally what happened? They left the faith. If you will leave the faith, the first thing is that you will start saying wrong beliefs. Start believing wrong things. As you are giving heed to wrong doctrines, you are giving heed to the deceiving spirit. And finally, the goal is that you will leave the faith. It will not happen all of a sudden. You are just believing the wrong thing and you are smiling and are excited about it. But with time, it will show. More like how time eats wood. When they start eating, will the wood scatter immediately? Will it be destroyed immediately? It will take some time. As they keep on being consistent, before you know, that's it. So you are wondering, but Simon, why do you fight against wrong doctrines every time? Because I know that some of these doctrines, if they are wrong, they are from deceiving spirits. And the goal is that you Christians leave the faith finally. Are you listening to me? So I was telling you about how is the problems that are happening in the European world. It started with wrong doctrines. Demons started initiating wrong doctrines. I'm not saying they are entirely evil there. There are people doing wonderful as men of God there. But they are having so much crisis. So much crisis when it comes to Christianity there. The young generation don't want to go to church anymore. They think church is a burden. Why? Because at some point they began to replace sound teachings, time for sound teachings, with programs, unnecessary programs, unnecessary activities. The way we are doing it, you know, we are thinking Nigeria is the hub of all fire in Christianity. I was telling one of my friends, I said it would be and we are not praying for such a day to come. That's why we will rise by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You know, one of my friends told me, he said, Pastor, this keeping quiet is useless. Shuru shuru ma maganani. Meaning keeping quiet too is saying something. Imagine Paul did not stand for the faith. Will we have a gospel today? Imagine Peter did not stand for contend for the faith. Will we have a gospel today? So you too contend for the faith. Listen, Paul at a point thought ordinary like you. He felt like he was so ordinary like you are thinking ordinary. But somehow he caught it that he was not ordinary, he was sent. And he had a responsibility as a Christian to contend for the faith. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Some of you feel so ordinary that it is not you that God will use. I tell you, it is you God wants to use. There was a point Paul was thinking just like you are sitting right now. He felt like he was an ordinary person. But it was still him that God used. Peter too. Are you all listening to me? If you look at Jude 1, God calls all believers to contend for the faith. Not just preachers. He calls all believers to what? Contend for the faith. Before we get to that part of scripture, let's try to finish what I'm trying to say. So at some point, they began to give heed to wrong doctrines. Deceiving spirit, and by welcoming their wrong doctrines that were initiated in their hearts. There was a time they began to say, whatever you do does not matter. And people kept on doing rubbish. There was a time even in America, you cannot put earrings and sing a song and tell you the truth as a man. There was a time. I hope you know. Go look at the videos of Darlene Zedge. There was a time. Go look at the early days of the Donnie McClurkins and the rest of them. There was a time. But with time, they began to see like it was not necessary, you know, to subject people to those kind of beliefs. People can just be free. A point came, the wave of looking how you feel like, you know, in your heart, the way you just feel like looking, that wave just entered into the church. So anyhow you feel like dressing, just dress it. But before you knew it, is it a coincidence that 70% of the young men now want to put on earrings and sing songs? More than 70%. Is it a coincidence? It started happening like that. We felt it was cool too. We began to hear the scandals. We began to hear dirty scandals. Down to yesterday, I was on Facebook. I saw how they were pushing one of these gospel singers in the US because of a program he went to with a lady who looked so, I mean, she dressed so shabby, almost naked, and etc. And I was wondering, how the hell did we get here? The goal is to depart from the faith. Deceiving spirit will start sending the signals, start sharing the wrong doctrines. We start giving heed to the wrong doctrines. But the goal is that many believers will what? Depart from the faith. With time, you see that you are drifting from the Lord. No passion for God again. You don't want to pray again. Prayer seems like a waste of time. You don't want to pray, but you want to sing. You don't want to pray, but you want to preach. I asked some young people years ago, I said, why would you want to sing and preach without spending time with your ogre that is sending you to do those things? It's the devil. It now becomes a religion, a mere religion. I tell you, people of God, there were times those days when they say you are singing, we will take fast just to come and minister a service. Those days when they tell us we are leading opening prayer, we will fast. That's why I always tell young preachers, I say, when you are starting a tour, don't just give people a microphone. You kill them easily. The first day I was told to lead a prayer, I fasted over 3 days or more, 6 to 6, because I was leading a prayer on a Sunday. When I collected that mic, I dressed my best. And I led a prayer, and I went back home very happy. I led opening prayer for the first time in our ministry. The first time they said I should preach, I think I almost fainted on stage. I couldn't believe it. It came as a shock. So I tell young ministers, don't give people microphones so easily, you destroy them. Paul said, when you easily pour oil on people to be pastors, when you call them into ministry too early, when they are not prepared, you get them destroyed. Because they are open to opportunities that they never had before. Imagine as a young man, you are called into ministry, and all the beautiful ladies, the ones you are even liking, come to you and say, afternoon, Papa. You are looking the one, the lady that you like is bowing her head, she bowed before your throne. You don't need to talk so much, you just need to breathe. And things will happen. And she's waiting. You could see all the signals. Because ladies, most ladies who are genuine with the Lord are like that. And that's why they need to be guided. you see a young lady who is passionate for the Lord. She's thinking like Catherine Coleman. Then she now sees it's Miss Wigglesworth rising. She will now imagine the home, Catherine Coleman as Miss Wigglesworth. If you observe some of them, they'll start behaving like mamas. In fact, before you know, several ladies begin to call them mama. Mama. Have you gone to mama's place today? Mama without papa yet. And I think it's a little error. Don't be calling somebody mama when you don't know the person's faith yet. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's wrong. Stop that. You are the people, some of you are the people putting all some of these girls in trouble. Because when you start saying mama, they want to maintain that name. So they'll be looking for papa. Before you know everything they are thinking, God has called somebody to be working maybe God wants her to work in a different sector of life, but because they are calling her mama, she must work in the ministry. That's how they get pushed to the point that they are pressured to start writing to men that I saw that you are my husband. Demons begin to speak to them. You know, you people blame women too much, but a lot of young men are causing this problem for women. You know a woman is not your wife. Why are you being that extraordinarily nice to her? Why are you people doing video call? Why? And she see you on singlet. Tell me about your day, bit by bit. Break it and don't rush. How everything happened. Then when you finish everything and she falls in love, you say, I don't know why she's falling in love. I don't know why. I was just being a brother to her. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are young ladies, coordinate yourself. I hope I'm adding something that's benefiting you this morning. One time a young boy came to my office. He said, sir, she's disturbing me. I said, who is that? He said, the lady I went to preach to, she started disturbing me. I said, okay, block her number. He says, if I block her, the devil will catch her. I say, hey. That's what I said in my. I say, yeah. He came to report a problem. I say, block her. And I told him, leave this soul. No, don't worry. Leave that soul. Eh? Leave it for another pastor, another church. Save your own soul first. The lady, you went to evangelize, and the lady will not allow you rest. She said, come and give me this Jesus. Please, go that way. And he blocked the number. She now called again with another number. He now came to report that she has called another number. I said, block the other number. She said, would that not be too bad? I will be hurting God's soul's heart. Or some that you see a man, you know this man is not your husband. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. He does not even know Christ. He told you, I don't believe in church. You saw the car backward. You shake him, he anchor you. He now did like this. You know, all those things. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You shake him like this. Him, he did like this. He now put his finger here. He now did like this to you. Imagine you bring your husband to be to pastor. Pastor say, how are you, young man? He just shake pastor like this. Pastor, our father, we're done. Is this our husband? You know that he's not the right person, but you are in talking terms. For what?
That's how Eve was talking to Adam. To the serpent, snake, Satan. If you enter talking terms with the wrong people, you are finished. Before you know, you come back to ask us useless question. Why they will say make we no marry Percy way? Now why they talk that thing for this church? Must we marry somebody where they pray like us? Let's love everybody. Let's not discriminate. The Bible says we should love everybody. The man, a good man, is even better than somebody, all these boys in church. The only problem with the man is that he don't believe in praying in tongues. He don't believe in all of these things. But he's a good person. I know him. You know him. You know him? I don't know why the Lord is speaking to some of you specifically this morning. I can feel it. You truly know that man. It is only God that knows all men. And if you are plugged into God, he will tell you the men that are right and wrong. He knows everybody. Even your neighbor here, God knows them more than you. Even your best friend, do you know you don't know your best friends? The extra things you don't know about them, God knows. That's why even though you are church members, it does not mean that you are meant to marry each other. Don't say, now we're a church member. So, no, sometimes it does not mean like that. You could be Christians, but specifically, you are not meant for each other. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you all here? So that's why it happened in the Western world, and today they are having serious crisis. And I said something on Tuesday. Don't think that because you are black, like they call you, Africans, then you are disadvantaged, that any of your beliefs are wrong. No, are you listening to me? One time I was reading the news and a father was shouting to the leaders in a high school in the US there. He said, how can you people allow a man to enter into the restroom of small children, girls? They said elderly men can share a restroom with girls, young girls. An elderly man that probably says he's now a woman. And he will say, shame on you. How can somebody who has brain think like that? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? If it's not demons, how can anybody think like that? Doctrines of devils. You are seeing how they are entering into churches right now. Are you seeing that they are telling us as a church now to join men and men? There was a time in the US before Trump came into power. If you don't join, they will arrest you as a pastor. Even till today, there are certain states that are still fighting that they want to be joining men and men. Right now, we are seeing that they are even gay pastors, gay priests. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Gay priests, gay pastors. One time, the Anglican in Nigeria had a problem because they brought a gay bishop. And they fought it, thank God, for African culture. And pursued the guy from the church. And right now they've cut off from the entire Anglican clan. You know, Africa has cut away from them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Saying they want to build their own stuff themselves. Because of the wrong beliefs. There was a time I started in this church. We saw it online, even though they are trying to hide it. Celibate gay priests. So they are celibate in the sense that they are not having anything to do with women. But they are gays and they are what? Priests. How does that happen? You must know that demons are the center of all of these things. Are you listening to me tonight? And that's how it begins to creep little by little. Listen, even in Nigeria today, some people are doing it in hiding. There are people who have embraced gayism and lesbianism. But you see, those spirits were initiated. They were accepted on the earth through some of those guys in the Western world, and they began to spread. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? You see, somebody just wake up in the morning, he feels like he likes a man. A man likes a man. A woman likes a woman. If we never welcome that idea, the demons will not be able to expand their wings. But there were men that welcomed the idea and gave those demons an ecological niche, a spiritual ecological niche that helped them to expand their niche on the earth. And listen, if you are a God Christian, you can't help matters.
You cannot help matters. We cannot be dealing with something like this in the world and you are there giving problem to your department in church. You are sick as a Christian. You are a babe, like Paul would say, a child that they are giving pap. Have you seen when they are giving a child pap before? And how they run away? I see my wife carry pap following my child every time. She will run to one place, we'll go and give her. Before they give her the other one, she will run to another place, they'll follow her. I was not telling her, is this how mothers deal with all of us? Unbelievable. And she'll still take the pap. But she will run everywhere in the house. And you can't hold her because she will now vest and not take again. And if you want her to take it, leave her to be plain. Whether it's gate, follow her and give her one spoon. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible speaking, Paul speaking in 1 Corinthians 3, he said, as long as there's envy, quarrel, wrong characters, some of these wrong characters are missing. You say you are children, you desire milk. You need milk and not strong meat. Are you listening to me? We are talking about kingdom. You are putting business first. They say, why are you not in church? You have 7 days. You cannot miss one day and come to church. You own your business. So I have to supervise them even on Tuesday evening. And you don't want to grow. If all of us focus on our business and leave church, how do you think the world will be today, people of God? Business gives us money, isn't it? And it's not wrong to have money. We need it for our families and etc. But business should not take the entirety of our time such that we cannot serve God anymore. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say to you? And that's why when I see people who have businesses that don't even allow them to come to church on Sunday, I don't tell them to quit. I tell them, save that money, start your own business and quit. That business is not good. Save the salary for some while, start your own business and stop that business that's making you not come to church. Because if it's God that gave you that business, there will be time to serve him in the business. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. So these are the problems we're having. And tattoos, some of them embrace tattoos. See what is happening. You know, on Tuesday I quoted Leviticus 16, where Moses was telling the children of Israel not to tattoo and dead people, because when people die, their culture in those days, they would tattoo the people on their hands. He said, don't do it. It is wrong. It's a pagan belief, because Moses was in the core of that culture. He was a prince. He understood the reason behind some of his practices. The Israelites did not. So they embraced, because they were slaves. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Slaves in Egypt, they embrace these characteristics. So when you are copying people anyway, it's because you are thinking like a slave. And Moses told them, no, stop it. Don't tattoo anything on your body. It is wrong. It has wrong. There's a wrong reason why they do that spiritually. And today people said that's Old Testament. It should not happen in the New Testament. Okay. The law also says that you should not commit adultery. The law said do not commit fornication. Alright, that's Old Testament. Commit fornication. Commit adultery. Is it okay to commit it? Why do you choose that one and leave this one? Are you listening to me tonight? Jesus did not come to destroy but to fulfill. And in that regard, I'm not saying that everything that the law entails, even with the 300 law of Moses, is what he came to fulfill. No. He came to give us the ability. The Bible says this. Let's read together. Romans 8 and 3. I want everyone to read so that you understand what I'm trying to say. Romans 8 and 3. Everyone. I hope nobody is sleeping. Hit your neighbor. Say, be alive, be alive. Three times. I say, hit them 3 times. Don't talk to them 3 times. Hallelujah. Shout glory. Hey. I can't hear you. Shout glory. Hey. So let's read together. Romans 8 and 3. Everyone, I want you to read. What is wrong with the media team this morning? Want to read? Now, did you get the message here? What the law could not do because of the strength of the flesh, Jesus did. The flesh causes people to sin, subject people to sin. You know, Jesus said, the spirit is willing, yet the flesh is what? Weak. The law could not be fulfilled because of the strength of the flesh. But Jesus came in his death, burial, and resurrection, and he destroyed sin, even sin in the flesh. For instance, after having done what he did in Romans 6 and 7, see what Jesus said to us. Because of what he did to the flesh. Let's read together. For he who has died has been what? So he said, because we died with him by faith, you know, when he died on the earth, he said, because we died with him by faith, then we are free from sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So Jesus came and did what the law could not achieve. In his death, burial, and resurrection, he achieved what the law could not. The law wanted righteous people. The law wanted us to act rightly, even though we're not changed from inside. Jesus came and said, this flesh that was stopping the law to fulfill its course, I would destroy the flesh. And he destroyed the flesh. And right now, by faith, we died with Christ and the flesh is destroyed. And now we have new bodies who live for God in the space. Somebody say amen. You see that now? So by faith, we have new bodies. See what the Bible says in verse 6. Let's see verse 6. Verse 6. In the Amplified rendition. The Amplified. Everyone, I want you to read. In the Amplified rendition. Want to read. We know that our old self, our what? Without. Was what? In order. Might be what? So that we could no longer be what? Glory to God. The old nature was done away with on the cross. Jesus destroyed it. So I've got a new body. A body that cannot say. And somebody says, sir, this body, I'm still feeling the old Vaseline I rubbed this morning. It's by faith. Huh? It's by faith. I know you can still feel everything you feel. Jesus resurrected with a new body, the Bible said. Yet he said, see my scars. When we say new body, we are not saying the scars will not be there. But the scars will have little or no effect. They will not have, the scars will have no effect. That's what I'm trying to say. No effect. See the scars? It's not paining me. Why? The body by faith is new. Somebody say amen. And Jesus purposely came with the same body, even though he called it new. So that we will understand that we being new creations does not mean that we'll not find traces of the old mistakes on our body. But even though you find the traces of the old mistake, the old scars, it doesn't mean you are not a new creation. Now, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, same spirit of what? Has quickened your mortal body. It has given life. This is how your body becomes new. Your body now has the life of the spirit. Glory to God. And it says in verse 12, he said, therefore you are not debtors to the flesh. Debtors to walk according to the flesh. He said, you are debtors to, by the spirit, mortify the desires of the flesh. In other words, you have the power to refuse to see. Say, I refuse to see. Oh, glory to God. That's why Paul said, in a great house are several vessels. Some are unto dishonor, and some are unto honor. You see, if a man works, purge yourself away from the latter. You can purge yourself away from the latter. How do you purge yourself? By the word of God in your spirit and soul. Hallelujah. By these revelations we are reading. You just read this part of scripture. This is how you get purged. As you understand, the Holy Ghost begins to stimulate the anointing on your inside. He said, oh, in the name of Jesus, I know that my old nature that is without the Holy Spirit has been nailed to the cross with Jesus. In order that my new body, in order that our body of sin might be done away with. My old body of sin is done away with. So that right now, I'm no longer a slave to sin. When you are done with that, then you shout, I'm not a slave to sin. I'm not a slave to sin. I've got a new body. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Don't try to calculate it. Just shout it. You know, the problem is that some of you want to calculate it. Say, I've been addicted for 16 years. And they say, I have a new body. How can I stop? How can I stop? You are not going to stop by the arm of the flesh. Are you listening to me? You see, the day you know the truth, you understand this truth. The truth will make you free. In other words, the truth will bring you into freedom. Are you listening to me? You are not the one to bring yourself into freedom. As you are understanding this truth now, everything that Satan had on you is gone. Are you listening to me right now? And the sweet of faith, the proof that you believe what you are saying now, is action. If you believe your old nature is gone, what is the action of faith now? faith without work is dead. I believe the old nature of sin is gone. I used to be addicted over 16 years because I used to think in the likeness of the old nature. But I have a new nature right now. I don't talk like this old nature anymore, that old nature anymore. I now talk like this new nature. In other words, I say things like, I'm not weak. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The old nature was weak. So let the weak now that have new nature say, I am what? Let the poor, you know, people with the old nature that thought they were poor, let them say now that they are what? Say, I can never be broke in my life. When you say it, you feel the anointing. Then you go and work hard and it produces results. We are not people that work hard and don't see results. And when we say we cannot be broke, we are not saying people should not work. Are you not getting what I'm trying to say? Are you listening to me? Well, see, the reason God wants us to walk with the consciousness of the anointing is because He wants us to walk with surety that we are going to see results. He told Israelites, He said, I'm the Lord God that gave you the ability to bring wealth. Now, we've got the ability. That's how God does it. He does not give you physical cash. He gives you the ability to bring about physical cash. Think about the wealthiest men in the world today. They were not pursuing money. They had ideas. I heard Elon Musk talking one time. They say, what is your inspiration for wealth? He said, I was looking for a way to make human life better. Can you imagine? That was vision. But if you ask somebody, what is your idea for 2026? He said, I want to sell yam. I want to sell kasara. I want to sell maggi. If I sell everything, and I'll make 16 million naira. But somebody looked at the entirety of nature and said, I want to make life beautiful. I want to make things better. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And they began to work hard. You know, in Africa, they've reduced our vision because of the conditioning. That while we're in school, we're not thinking in creating vision in the likeness of physics and chemistry. You see a great physicist, when he finished from university, he's selling okrika. He's selling clothes. He's not thinking anything around because where is the lab that we'll start from? That's why sometimes, and we're not trying to downcast ourselves, when we go outside there, you see that we become the best. One of our members, he was here last two Sundays. I was trying to shade him in church. He was telling me after church that he made first class in his master's in cybersecurity. And I was laughing because even in church, you saw me telling him that those days when he's having carryover, you come to me for prayers. You see, I now told him, I said, the conditioning in Makodi, you went beyond the walls of mosquito, the walls of heat, the walls of wicked lecturers. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And you made second class upper. You thought you were a dull student. You now enter UK. You enter lecture. You thought you were in VC's office in lecture hall. Say, where are we, please? They say lecture hall. This is lecture hall. Yes. You have a table all to yourself. You can stay there 24 hours to do research. Nepal will not blink light. Do you remember what I'm trying to say? There's no mosquito in any part of the nation. If you made second class lower here, you will make first class upper there with your second class lower. He told me that all of our colleagues that went there made first class. One did AI, he had first class. The other one cybersecurity first class. The other one too first class. And all of them did not make it like that here. Are you listening to me? So you see, we are not dull people as Nigerians. Don't blame Christianity for the reason why Nigeria is the way it is. No matter how much we have fake pastors, which I believe there are pastors that are fake. Is it a fake pastor that is affecting the price of oil? Church, answer me. Is it even a fake imam that is affecting the price of oil? What is the problem of this country? The leadership. Are you listening to me tonight? The leadership is the problem. Glory to God forevermore. If all of us can start thinking rightly, I tell you, life will change. I know some of you will ask yourself, is it me that will change Benue State? If you start thinking lightly today, you impact another person to think rightly. You impact another person. That person, that's how we'll be growing. Some sort of, we're becoming 30%. Before you know, we're eating up into the community. You have sown a seed that you may not see the harvest. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. But you've sown a seed. And even if you are in heaven one day, you will see your seed grow into the harvest one day. Remember, the kingdom of God is like a heat, a mustard, the smaller. But when you keep on watering it and etc., it becomes the biggest in the garden. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? The Bible also speaks about the kingdom like yeast. We look so small, but our effect is so powerful. You put us in flour, we give it a shape. Like we're in this state now, we can give the state a shape. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And that's why we go in the fire of the Holy Ghost, to win souls. That's why we preach the way we preach. That's why we're contending for the faith. How can we believe that what our fathers left for us, Bessie Idausa, Babalola, and etc., whatever they left for us as legacies today, what we are bringing up as legacies are tattoos and earrings. How would they feel in the cloud of witnesses? How would they feel? Somebody say, if you don't put tattoo or you put tattoo, it does not matter. Okay, don't put it. It does not matter. Why must you put it? Somebody say, if I put it, you know, the most stupid statement I saw was that when I put the tattoo, I minister to over 1 million Christians. How? Is it today people are hearing John 3:16? We did not even see John there. We just saw 3:16. Somebody wake up. Don't be gullible to this people that don't want to respect themselves. It's troubling. We keep quiet. Tomorrow we see some of you with tattoos. In fact, some person will not read Prophet Simon. When you want to talk, you just see your name. It's bad, but it's nice. No, even if you write Holy Ghost fire, it's still wrong. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's wrong. It's not necessary. And health-wise, you are destroying yourself, making yourself prone for... See, tattoo does not have one health advantage. One. It only has multiple disadvantages. So you believe God that knows that tattoo will subject you to diseases, will inspire you to have it? That's why he stopped you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Eventually, the end product of anyone that has tattoo is that he has high chances of having cancer. What cannot work for all should not even start. See, some people can put tattoo, some cannot because of their head. If God is doing something, he's doing it for everybody. He should be accepted for everybody. It is the enemy that has come to what? I'm not going to break it in details. But, you know, there was a scripture they mentioned, and I'm wondering if you fell for that trap. They say Jesus has tattoo. It's unbelievable. That's Revelation 6. See, and 19, sorry. Is it 19 or 16? I opened it and I was reading and I was laughing. Before I even opened the scripture, how many of you have heard something that they quoted from the Bible, but you know it's wrong before you even started reading it? They say he has a tattoo on his shirt and on his thigh. And I started laughing. In old cultures, kings, royals, they always design something on their regalia. There is always within their... Where is your tie? Who knows where his tie is? Yes, so they will design it around this part of their gowns. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And that's how they just kind of describe themselves in a royal way, some sort of. And you see, the person that wrote the book of John, he has to use things he understands on the earth to explain what he saw in the spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? The vision has to come in a way. If God wants to explain something to you now, he will not use terms in Western world that you don't understand. He will use terms in your world that you understand. That's why if you must understand scripture, you have to understand their world. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to explain to. Because he did not speak to Nigerians in those days. And our application may be wrong. For instance, camel entering into the eye of a needle. What we will call needle here is needle that we use to sew cloth. But for them, that was not needle. It was a broken part of Jerusalem's fence. The nickname was needle. So the camel, if you observe, the camel will enter eventually, but it has to be forced. And if you think that the camel will not enter the eye of a needle, that you are, for if you are thinking the needle is Nigerian needle, then how many of you want to be rich in this place? Lift your hands now. You're not going to enter heaven. But that's not what it means. God is saying that it will be difficult for a rich man to accept the principles of the kingdom. It will be difficult. When you start telling them the principles of the kingdom and they've already made money, it will be difficult for them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It will be difficult. But you see, the difference between a rich man and a blessed man is the hand of God. He said the blessing maketh and hath no what? No sorrows. That is why God wants a rich man to be blessed. I don't know that you got what I just said. That's why God wants rich men to be blessed, to be barakat, empowered. When you walk in the blessing, you have what we call shalom, shalom, peace on every side. Peace beyond what money can offer. That you look at your business, it's okay. You look at your family, it is perfect. What can cause that? The anointing of the Holy Ghost. So what does that power scripture means? It means that the design is on the gown around the tie. That's the implication. The design is on the gown around the tie. That's how it is said in the original. But it said that there was a tattoo on the gown and on the tie. So Jesus opened his tie like this for somebody to see in the spirit. You see, when you want to defend nonsense, you begin to say nonsense. You sound like a child. I got offended because before reading that scripture, I could tell this is wrong. Naturally, you know me, I will never speak about a trending topic. But for this one, I was so surprised because of the defense. The defense was what got to me. Jesus has tattoo. Two. Now, I've said this before. If you have tattoo, before you became born again, don't try to remove it because you even hurt yourself. According to the research I made, you may hurt yourself. Okay, be with the tattoo. We love you. We will never discriminate you. Are you listening to me? But if you are in church like this, some of you are sitting there and you hear the Holy Ghost, go and do tattoos. It's a holy demon you heard, not the Holy Ghost. While we're talking, I saw a flyer on Facebook. Somebody posted it. Somebody has already written Tattoo Sunday. Tattoo Sunday. What's the implication now? He wants to teach on the truth of tattoo. That tattoo is okay. I mean, when he's done that, he will draw his own tattoo. It's not how we were sitting one day. I was showing, I don't know if I showed you. A preacher was preaching in the US. He said, Jesus on the cross, he stripped for us. So if you are a stripper today, Jesus was already the first stripper. You see, it's seeming like a joke. You see, somebody started blood of Jesus. It's seeming like a joke, but someone said it. Do you know who a stripper is? But you all laugh. Now you are denied. Do you know who strippers are? Why did you keep your mouth shut? And that Jesus was the first one. You can imagine that atrocity. Are you listening to me? You see, love. The Bible says that the Father loves. Let me end with this. He chastises. Are you listening to me? Take for instance, I see... Come, what's your name? Rosemary, come. I see Rosemary with nose ring, legs ring, all the rings. She came to church. I will not hurt her. I will allow her to worship God and everything. Probably she was just being genuinely ignorant. What will I tell her after church? Rosemary, what you did was not necessary. You needed to hurt yourself. In fact, when you are putting that nose ring, I heard that people cry. Oh. And they now carry one and put on their chains, their legs. And they try to put it everywhere. If I heard one time, they were telling me that some people used to put it on their novel. Ring on your novel. It's demon inspired. I tell you the truth. And I call Rosemary. I say, no, those things are wrong. Everything is permissible. Not everything is necessary. You know how some people say that scripture, God permit us to do anything. But no. See, everything in this life, is it not permissible? If you steal money today, is it not permissible? Huh? You are permitted to go and steal. Go and steal. But if they catch you, what they do to you too is still permissible. Abby? To sleep with somebody's wife, is it not permissible? Did the husband catch you, right? No problem. If the husband catch you too, whatever he does to you, is it permissible? Oh, okay. All things are permissible, but not everything is what necessary. To bite the ear of your neighbor now, is it permissible? Nobody is stopping you. Bite. You know who said, don't bite my ear or our ears. Please don't bite my ear. It's permissible. Bite the ear. If your neighbor blow you, is it permissible too? Oh, If blood comes from your nose, it's permissible. All things are permissible, but not all things are what? Necessary. They are not. Meaning God is saying, do the necessary. Because some sort of, a lot of permissible things are sins. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Only do the necessary. So as a pastor, I'll call her and tell her, it's wrong, you don't need to do that. The Bible also says, avoid all appearance of evil. All. I want to end with this. All appearance of evil. Meaning for some of us, our bridges must be burnt. In fact, the Bible said, a man of God must be found blameless in all things. All things. Meaning, don't catch pastor in Sky 4 by 12 p.m. You see pastor passing and doing evangelism by 12 p.m. And when you see pastor, Miriam probably saw me. I was talking with a lady by 12 p.m. And Miriam said, probably he's doing evangelism. How kind is she? How kind? Can Miriam talk like that? Any of you seated there, you saw Prophet Simon and he's speaking with a lady like this? And probably he's removing some money to give her 12 p.m. and say, ah, no, prophet is dashing their money. He's a good man of God. How many of you are that kind? 12 a.m., yes. And when he's done, the lady enters the car. A prophet is taking her for special evangelism. Because we're not able to finish that case there. And you go back and say, no, I saw my prophet. He took a lady by 12 midnight. But I know my prophet. It is for special counseling. I trust my prophet. He's a liar. As she's citing me, she's calling one. Straight. You don't go believe it, I see. You don't go, my heart they beat. If he come, you'll be so shocked. One will take back, Shashab will be coming there. See, who be that? Let me prophet be that. Nah, him, oh. Do video. And when they bring it to you now, and they show you that I was there 12 midnight, you now say, no, I know my prophet. He cannot do such a thing. It will first break your heart. What is this? What is having a prophet? Before you know, they are sending spies to peep my house. Before you know, on a Sunday service, I'm seeing 3.5 people in church. That 3.5, I've not even heard the news. Avoid all appearance of evil. You were going out somewhere 10 p.m. You now see me and green bottle. But I was trying to analyze the green bottle. That's what you said in your heart. I wanted to know why people are taking star. Not because I wanted to take it. It's just before me. It's open. There's a cup. I just tasted it to know why people are taking this stupid drink. By 10 p.m. And you saw me, you said, ah, I know my prophet is testing it to know why evil people are taking it. How many of you are that kind? Talk like that. Even though they take anything more than star, they'll first snap me. They take star and Uban star. But because they caught me now with one bottle, they'll snap me and say, see your prophet. I heard a testimony out of my neighbors years ago. He said he went to drink. And while he was drinking, he saw his pastor. And when he saw his pastor, he now ordered 2 bottles. When the pastor started drinking, he now ordered what he wanted to really order, 5 bottles. He's so surprised. The pastor after 2 bottles was thanking my son, thank you. He now sent another bottle for the pastor to carry back home. He said that was his best church that season. Why was it his best church? The pastor and him, they have where they meet after church. After the service, the pastor will call him, my brother, when will we? He says, okay. Donashik, hear me, pastor now. They are 5. People like that kind of church. You know, one time I heard somebody did not come back to church after the first Sunday. They asked the person why. He said he was feeling like he will soon stop this life he's doing. And he's not ready to stop it. That the first time he came to our church, he was thinking that we will take him away from this sin and relationship. You see that? They want where they are comfortable. And listen, if I had come and supported tattoo, I'm telling you, we may have 10%, 20% of people in this church who were waiting for me to just say tattoo. Before you know, they'll go and put it. I'm telling you, As I'm talking about his deliverance, so there was one time lawlessness in Israel. You know why? There was no teaching priest. That's what the Bible said. Lawlessness. People were doing anything that came to their mind. No teaching priest. So God has to raise a man so that the lawlessness will stop. If you know the kind of evil we repel as preachers, if you know the level of evil we repel as we talk to you every day, I know, I'm aware. There's a time two boys came to me. They were about to join court. They received the floggings. They collected it in pains and refused to join court. Imagine they never sat on a Sunday and heard me preach. They would have been courtiers. I can't tell the number of times people have come to my office after church and say, Pastor, after this preaching, I'm renouncing that lifestyle. I don't want to go back to that life. I can't tell the number of times. How we have altered destinies into failure. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. Stand for the faith. Stand for the faith. It's your responsibility as a Christian to what? Stand for the faith that was first given to you in its pure form. That's Jude 1:3 downwards. Stand for the faith. You see what is wrong? Stand against it. Today we are rebelling evil. We are repelling evil. People are talking, calling us names. But I tell you, they will thank us tomorrow. I've said it. Even if we will not see the parousia and we will be in heaven one day, we will keep on sowing these seeds. As long as I remain the pastor of this church, there will never be a day that a man will find it as a normalcy, normal thing to put on earrings, to do any kind of rubbish hairstyle, because it is not necessary, even though it's permissible. I even get what I'm trying to say. Women will not leave any. I will not beat them. When I see, and I'm warning all of you, if you see somebody dressed anyhow to this church and you call them and say you are warning them, you are in trouble with me. We don't want to lose any souls. We culture them to change. Are you listening to me? We culture them to what? Change. We don't force them to change. You don't force people to change. I've seen people in this church. I remember Sonny, who is the head of media today. When he came to this church, he was keeping dreadlock. I never told Sonny, go and cut your hair. One of the Tuesdays, we're just finishing service, and I called him. I said, do you like my hairstyle? He said, yes. He said, sir, I've been thinking of. I said, I take money, go and cut the same kind of hairstyle. He went and barbed and came back, and that was it. He started dressing with blazers and etc. Those days, he would wear one big trouser and big shirt. We'll see him today. There's a young man who used to be in the media team. I was looking for him one Tuesday. I did not know he was the one holding camera. Why? He has cut his hair. He used to drive me. And anytime he drives me, they will stop us more than 3 times because of his hair. And when they see me, they'll say, okay, Pastor, you can pass. But his hair was like Dada, like Bob Marley, everywhere. One day I was praying that God should touch his heart to cut his hair. I didn't know God has already touched the heart since. As I was coming to Tuesday service, I said I would counsel him after service. When I said, where is so-so person? I looked at the media stand and he was the one, he raised his hand smiling. God has already worked on his inside. Hallelujah to Jesus. It is God that works in us to the doing of his will and what? His good pleasure. Go into the world, make disciples. Student, go back to your campus, set the school on fire. Contend for the faith. Make sure nobody becomes a cultist. Are you listening to me? Make sure they are not living anyhow. Are you listening to me? Contend for the faith. Invite them to your fellowships. Invite them to your church. Set the school on fire. I was once a BSU student. I did it. That's how I caught some of you who are now catching other people. I set myself on fire and many people caught the fire. If you set yourself on fire, many people will catch that fire through you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Tell somebody, burn. Bow your heads and pray in the spirits. Give him worship. Father, we love you. We give you praise. Lord, we'll contend for the faith that was once given in its pure form in the name of Jesus. We'll stand for what is right. We'll do only what is necessary in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Every wrong thing that is tangling in my life, that is working in my life already, Lord, by your Spirit, is checked out. That wrong path that I seem to be following right now, by the Holy Ghost, I am stopping right now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Spirit. Those wrong attitudes that will not glorify your kingdom, your fire is burning them off right now. My attitude, even in your house, those wrong attitudes, go ahead and speak to yourself. Lord, that wrong relationship that will not honor you, go ahead and pray. Lord, I allow you, to purge me so that I become a vessel profitable for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shibaka parakabaya katosia bakata baragadia kabaya. Sheramaya no siabakona naniba. Bakotala da bayakaba. I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me about wrong relationships. Go ahead and pray, everyone. And for some of you who the Holy Ghost is speaking to right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, convict their heart. That wrong relationship that will not glorify the Lord, that will not glorify the Lord, that is not even glorifying the Lord. Lord, by your fire tonight, I am saved from it.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.